I have seen the transformation of our emerging 21st century world from a far perspective. Wow! Halloween, as well as the female child's view in the 1940s world, was a simplistic paradise in many ways. Long ago, Halloween was almost exclusively for children, well before the days of a lady in an oversexed pirate costume. Aye, today with her miniskirt and pirate blouse cut down to her arg, and slutty nurse whose white uniform skirt hits barely south of 98.6 degrees and plunging neckline is always ready for a stethoscope. It was our very own holiday. No adults allowed when we were loosed on the safe neighborhoods. The costume then, as now, was of paramount importance. Half the fun was rummaging through the house, rooting through Mama's costume jewelry and Daddy's hats and ties for costume accessories. We children let our alter egos run rampant, assembling outfits to transform us into make-believe characters. Nefarious people like hobos and gypsies and devils. Flamenco dancers, clowns, cowboys also made the list for those wanting to appear less terrifying. Our outfits required one trip to the dime store. Getting a muslin mask, limp and soggy around the mouth at evening's end for the finishing touch on our home-sourced outfits. A $2 investment at most. The only other accessory necessary, a container to haul away the loot. Most of us, filled with Halloween optimism and greed, swiped a pillowcase from the linen closet to carry our booty. This back when booty meant something else, Beyoncé. Today, such naive costumes are rarely seen. Nearly everything is store-bought. The ready-made costumes from Walmart don't engage a child's imagination or creative ingenuity as bygone Halloween costumes did. Now the princess is dead, and long live the Supergirl. Today's Halloween brew mixes mostly adult globs of sexuality or current comments on the social scene. No Twitter or Facebook. We didn't have a clue about the social scene. Heidi Klum, Project Runway host, spends a fortune on her costumes. Jessica Rabbit, Cleopatra, a wrinkle-bent octogenarian woman. I was particularly annoyed at that last representation since I have joined that club. Wonder Woman and some super female villain named Harley Quinn, animated star of electronic games, are new heroes for young girls. Even Barbie and Ken reflect the change in gender heroes. Super Barbie and Super Ken. Super Barbie in hot pink cape, hot pink boots, and strapless bustier. While poor Super Ken wears a Carolina blue leotard, Lone Ranger mask, and a Shazam symbol designed by someone on drugs. Oh well, maybe an update is in order. Boo!